Shabbat Shalom. This morning, I want to focus on six words. They make up only one half of one verse of our parasha, but I think they're a good six words. If you want to follow along, it's page 406, chapter 15, verse 2, the very beginning of the Song of the Sea. First, we're going to need to learn the Hebrew words, so I need you to repeat after me. Ozi, Vezimrat, Ya, Vahi, Li, Lishua. Excellent. It's going to be important in a minute. This is going to be more of a participatory Dvar Torah, so stretch if you need to. These six words, and particularly the first three, are commented on by almost every major commentator and scholar. In fact, it's because there's a really strange grammatical construction at the beginning, and scholars generally believe this is probably, if not the oldest, close to the oldest text we have in the Bible. That this poem, this prayer that we sang, was actually pre-written and used for other occasions, and it is as ancient gets. What's more, it's the words that the Israelites chose to sing at the moment the sea crashes down upon their oppressors. They stand on the banks, and Moses and all of the children of Israel together sing these words as they literally watch as the possibility of real freedom washes up. So, I asked Cantor Feldman and Ariel Cohen to help me out this morning. We're going to, throughout, hear and hopefully join in with a song with these six words, and at the end, we'll join together and sing it all together. So the first line first, as we usually go.
Oh, Zi, Bezi, Bratya, Vayehi,
first commentator I want to talk about is Rashbam. Rashbam is Rashi's grandson, a medieval commentator who was very careful with his grammar and the careful meaning of the text. He thought that what this means is, my strength and my song are God's, and God will be my deliverance. Meaning that everything is God, not just my strength, not just my song, all of it is God. All we do for God. That's the next cue.
Ozi vezimrat ya vayehi li lishua. Ozi vezimrat ya.
Fast forward to today. Nahum Sarna is a modern commentator on the Bible, and he says what this means is God's might. The theme of this song is God's might. God will be my deliverance. In other words, this is our topic sentence for the whole song. This sentence is letting us know that we are about to sing and praise how wonderful God's might is. Join us.
Ozi vezimrat ya vayehi li lishua. Ozi vezimrat ya vayehi li lishua.
Ezra, our first official grammarian. He wrote the first dictionary of the Hebrew language, and he says what it actually means is that the Lord's might, we sing of the Lord's might. God will be our salvation, meaning that this song right now we are singing, we are screaming to heaven because we did not use a single weapon. Though we left Egypt with arms, with weapons, God fought directly for us and we lost not a single life in this struggle. God was our weapon, God was our might. My strength is the song of the Lord. God will be my salvation. Imagine slavery. For 200 years, all your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and their grandparents, all they ever knew was being property. They owned nothing. They had no control over their life, no autonomy. What was it they could hold on to? Music. Prayers to God, our voices. What sustained them? Why did they remain Jewish through all this terrible, tough time as slaves? But music. At this moment where they watch the physical might of God, in my mind, what they are saying is, we know that all of this is because of our song to God. All of this is because we maintained our faith by singing to the Lord. That for 200 years, this ancient piece of text was a part of us. And so we know that our might, our strength, is our ability to sing. So one more time, I ask you now, please join us. You've heard the tune, you know the words. Sing together. Each of us finds strength in the song of God. Shabbat Shalom.